Pacifica Foundation, National Finance Committee meeting, teleconference call. Today is Thursday, March the 22nd, 2007, and this is again is a meeting of the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica Foundation. What we have here today is what we'd like to do is to go into, and my name is LaVarne Williams, and I'm the chair of the Finance Committee. And what would like
point
to
of
do?
Privilege?
Yes,
point
please.
Privilege?
Is that Dave?
Yeah, the music makes you inaudible.
Yeah, the music is getting a little louder as we speak. Because okay, have we music is no longer there, but I'm hearing an echo. But it seems to be fine now. Okay, so the music is not there again. This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica Foundation. Today is Thursday, March the 22nd. The time is about 5:11 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8:11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. What we'd like to do is to go into a roll call and then go into an approval of the agenda. Again, my name is LaVarne Williams. I'm the chair of the committee. And our secretary, Terry Goodman, are you on the call yet? If Terry's not there, I will go through the roll call. Okay, David Adelson.
Here.
Baruti Bediako. Baruti.
Again, sorry.
We have to enroll call. Baruti Bediako.
Here.
Thank you. Brian Edwards Teekert.
Here.
Thank you. Dane Gatewood.
Here.
Gary Goodman. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Bertolt Reimers. Thomas Ruffin.
Here.
Bob Sanborn. And again, I'm LaVarne Williams. And we've sent out an agenda. And just want to make sure, did everyone receive a copy of the agenda? Did you have a chance to look at it? Or would like to discuss the agenda? We can move to that now. For discussion, is there any changes, updates, revisions?
Oh, where would Lonnie's proposal on travel expense policy be? Would that be under CFO report, or does it need its own item?
Well, hopefully he can do it on the CFO report. What do you think, Lonnie?
No, as I said in my email, that's for our meeting in April.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, sorry.
Yeah.
But you did, so you sent it out for us to review.
In advance.
So. Very good. Okay, are there any other changes, questions, updates? Okay.
I would just, it's not pertinent to this agenda, but I'd like to request that agendas go out a day in advance in the future. I'm not always at a computer an hour before we have our meeting.
I think the last one probably went out probably over a week before, but this one didn't. Actually, I've been ill, so that's why I didn't go out earlier, but, you know, that happens sometimes. But, so the last one I know went out well in a week in advance, but this one is, I just did not have the opportunity because I've actually been ill, but I was able to get it out for you regardless. And basically, the agenda is basically just unfinished business. It wasn't basically anything new. The unfinished items from my last meeting, so I didn't feel the pressure to actually get that done until we could have it for you to review at this time. So the change that we made was to discuss the projects, the DDD and the RFP projects. Now, just a quick question, Dave: has the Finance Committee received a copy of those two projects?
I have.
Yeah, well. It was sent out to everybody by Lonnie a week ago.
Okay.
I forwarded, Brian wasn't on the name distribution list, but everyone else on the committee was. I think that was an oversight.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, great. Just want to make sure. Okay. So,
wait a second. She didn't get it.
I'm going to look again, see if I missed it. You say it was about a week ago?
I can give you the...
Yeah, I can forward it, of course.
Yeah, it's it was sent on the 15th.
Okay, digital. I see it. Lonnie, and then a response from you.
Okay. Lonnie, would you send those again? I don't see it in the, because I have everything under today's meeting, and I don't have it in my file for today's meeting.
Financially?
I'm sorry?
The committee as a whole?
Yeah, or just if everyone else has it, that's fine. I just don't have it in my file for today's meeting, so that's what I'm going to do.
I'll send it to everybody, just to be sure.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And
I appreciate that.
Does that take the replace of 5B, LaVarne?
Yes. Because I think that we had initially really that whole issue had been resolved. That was concerning KPFK. Okay, are there any other suggestions, changes, revisions, updates? Okay, shall we receive the motion to approve the minutes? The agenda. I'm sorry, Jane?
This is Sandra. I move that we approve the agenda.
Thank you. Are there any objections, changes?
Chair, do you need a secretary?
Yes, I do. And can you do that now? I'm just going to step away for a second. Thank you.
Anybody read any good books lately?
Harry Goodman on with us?
He's posting to an email. I just got an email from him. So hopefully I'll email him and ask him to get on the call.
Sorry, my brother had just left to go to Phoenix, and he got a call, so I wanted to make sure there wasn't any emergency. Okay. Thank you. So, thank you, Jane. We would need, or I'm sorry, is that Sandra? We would need a secretary until Terry comes on.
I will attempt to take notes.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
I just wanted to let you know, I did get a hold of Bob just now. He is not going to be joining us. His father has just passed away. So
oh, no.
He says he's sorry, but he's not going to make it tonight.
I'm sorry to hear that. Certainly, if you could give his, to Bob and his family, you know, our expression of sympathy for his goodness time of transition in his family.
Absolutely, I will.
Okay. All right, thank you, Sandra. So, also, what next on the agenda, or maybe I should go through the agenda briefly. Next item was the approval of minutes. The next meeting, a CFO report, unfinished business, including actually would be a review of January financials, looking at the request for proposal and the Twitter digital. Here it is.
Just call it DDD.
That's what we see here, DDD project, but I'm sure just briefly, if you could go through that. I'm sorry?
Tried to come up with a name that was easy, Triple D.
Okay, and then we want to look at the investment policy, the work in subcommittees, and then we'll go to our project that worked on the goals and projects, and then adjourn. And the meeting is set for 2 hours, and the time now is about 5:18. Okay, so next on the agenda is the approval of minutes. Did everyone receive a copy of the minutes for March the 1st, 2007, from Terry?
Yes.
Okay, great. I would like to entertain a motion to approve the minutes of March the 1st, the public session. Are there any discussions, changes, questions?
Madam Chair, I move
yes.
Postponement. I haven't read them. I'd like to postpone the approval to the next meeting.
Okay. Is there any objection to the postponing of the approval of the minutes? Okay, thank you. So then we'll postpone that. Okay, then we would like to set the next meeting. Yeah, on our calendar, we had Thursday, April the 19th, I believe, and the PNB meeting is actually set for April the 20th. So at this time, what we'd like to do is to set a meeting prior to that time. So perhaps we can go to the 12th?
I'd like to move the 5th.
The 5th?
Yeah.
I won't have finance reports ready.
April?
You will?
I won't.
You won't?
No, not on the 5th. Next week? Week after is good.
The 12th?
Well, fine.
Okay.
I have something I got to do. I have a meeting I got to go to on the 12th. This is Thomas.
Okay. What about, let me ask a question. What about the 11th? There's a technology meeting.
I can't do Wednesdays.
Okay.
10th?
Do I hear the 10th going on?
The 10th, there's an affiliates meeting. Is anyone on the Finance Committee also an affiliates?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that will not work. Okay. Did you say this?
The 9th work?
The Monday, the 9th?
Can you be ready with the financials by then, Lonnie?
Only if I work the weekend. That sounds like it. Okay, so let's do it.
You said yes for the 9th, Lonnie?
Yes, might as well.
Okay.
What do we need? What all do we need to cover on that date?
Well, we should look at the financials and actually put in a motion to approve the financials for the last quarter at least.
So this would be the second quarter, January, February, March.
Yeah, well, Lonnie, you're going to have March.
That'll be February. Would be April. We're doing January, so I would have February 30 days after.
Right. So now it would be the first quarter and the first 2 months. Well, we can do year to date actually.
That would be
if we have a chance to look at them. And then if there's any further discussions concerning any unfinished business from tonight.
Dave?
Yes.
Yeah, you said something about approving the financials?
Yeah, that's actually one of our responsibilities is to approve the financials and recommend to recommend to the board that we approve the year to date or approve the financials. That's one of our responsibilities on the Finance Committee.
I don't remember that. I thought we were supposed to approve the budget, but we just monitor and report.
We're actually supposed to. I can't do it right now, but as we go through the meeting, I'll find it and I'll point it out to you.
We've never approved financials as long as I've been on this committee.
I know you haven't. That's what I said. It's one of our responsibilities that we haven't done, but it's on there.
And Sarah?
Yes, Dave.
So may I read from the bylaws on the Finance Committee? It says, the Finance Committee, which shall review and recommend the annual budget for board approval and shall monitor and report foundation financial activities at least quarterly. That's the bylaws definition. So I thought what we
I'm sorry, what was the last part? And recommend?
It says monitor and report. So I thought that's what we do. We monitor and report, but we don't actually have to approve anything. We just continue to track and...
Let me just find it. I'll look through it again in terms of where I saw that. But actually, that was one that was on there. So we'll continue. So that's basically what we would have to do for the next meeting. Okay, so then the meeting is set for the 9th. Okay.
Monday, April the 9th?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
At some point at that meeting, I'm seeing that we'll have to report out on the budget process.
The budget process and also, the budget timetable. Also, if Jane, when you sent out the budget timetable, I could not open that document. So if you could resend that, I would appreciate it.
It's in the file section of the Yahoo group.
Okay, I'll go in there.
If you go...
But I can't really do it right now while I'm... I need the easiest thing to do at this moment. So if you could just resend it in a document that I could open without going into Yahoo, that would be better for me.
I'll copy and paste it to plain text.
That would be great. Thanks a lot. Okay. All right, so... the next item on the agenda is the CFO report. So, Lonnie, are you prepared?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm going to just go over January's report. Okay. Well, that's where we are at this point. And if you pull it up, I'll start with the CFO report. I always think I've done it, but I guess I never went over the CFO report, did I? Let's start with that. And this time around, what I had done was to include an audio report along with the CFO report that would allow people to read along on an audio basis with the actual document itself. so that it could be heard. That is, many times that I found that to be useful. I've done it before. This is the first time I've done it in Pacifica. But I intend to continue to do it, especially I'm going to do one on the income statement and walk people through it so they have it as a reference document. I'm going to, you know, see how that might lend itself to expediting our meetings so that people can feel comfortable with what they're reading. Let's do the CFO report. I also started to use a little bit more color in this report, hoping that people will read it more than make it attractive. So this is the format that I'm using now with color. And I'm doing, just so folks know how I'm settling on structure, that I will compare the month we're reviewing with the previous month so that the changes can be identified, and looking at this January report. What it says is that in December, our variance from budget, that is to say, we have budgeted a certain amount for this fiscal year, 07, which is $1,129,000. And in December, we projected that we would get to $774,000, and we would miss that target by $355,000. The January report is much better, and it shows that we will miss our budget target only by $129,000. And if we have some major gifts, we will make target and maybe exceed. So there was a substantial improvement between the December report and the January report. The question is why? The reasons are that the drives, most of them either hit target or exceeded target. So this drive in January was a very good drive for Pacifica. Now, the first drive, we had some targets that were close or missed, but we did improve in the drive. The people redoubled their efforts, and it's good to see and gratifying because folks really did step up, and it showed in the bottom line and the revenue figure. That's the good part. The other part of it was some stations, you'll see a station-by-station analysis, at least those stations that had major changes, and I go through what changes at the station had occurred that affected the bottom line, and my best guess as to why, or having talked to people at the station. On page 3, there are some potential unbudgeted expenses that are outlined there in a chart, and I'll probably keep that because it keeps the board aware and the finance committee aware. Okay, as we talk about projected expenses, I keep track of those projected expenses, and I will keep them here in this chart so that folks can see. That is, if we spend the funds that are being talked about, how will it impact our budget? And what I have here is that we're talking about completing an ADA compliance audit and review at 5 stations. And I'm guessing now as to what the eventual cost might be in this fiscal for any changes, repairs, upgrades that we might do in order to make Pacifica more ADA, more friendly to people in the disabled community. And that estimated cost will be somewhere between $45,000 and $125,000. I don't know, but I do know some of the general outlines of what's being talked about as possible upgrades. And that's my best guess at this point, and it may change. I also mentioned that some lawsuits that may increase our bottom line in terms of additional expense. I talk about some pension costs from year 2002 onward, or 2001 onward, that we'll have to have an audit done for those years. It's $10,000 a year. It's $40,000 for the 4 years. We're in the middle of negotiating maybe some of that cost down, but I'm not optimistic. We're talking about the RFP cost, which we'll talk about later on, and we also have, we're contemplating a project today for the DDD, digital distribution. So I give a summary of what those proposed or potential costs are, and I have a best case, worst case scenario, that is how much I think on a worst case basis we would spend, and then I do a best case saying that, well, and I have a recommendation about how we can push some of these costs over into next fiscal or not spend those funds. Finally, the revenue. I have a revenue comparison. I compare current revenue in terms of projections between December and January It shows we're looking in the revenue side to see where the improvement in the forecast is coming from. And then you can see if you compare the revenues for December forecast to the January forecast for revenue. You see that, folks projected, we're able to project more revenue. Why? Because the second drive was very encouraging. And forecast, therefore, projected perhaps these stations can meet budgeted goals in the third drive. And that shows an improvement to the revenue side. The expense side is relatively flat. I do a salary analysis because that's tracked. And you can see the salary projection for January compared to that of December. It's about the same. Not much change there between the 2 months. Then the bottom line. I compare projected surplus excess revenue not only for this fiscal, that is to say by September 30th, 2007, but also for prior fiscals, what the revenue figures were. So you can see 3 years of revenue and bottom line outcomes. Finally, there's CFO activities where I sort of outline what I have on my plate, what activities I'm planning, some of the deadlines I'm working with. That's a format item. Then I repeat the from my last report our Arbitron figures, so that these are yearly Arbitron figures. And I think that is so central, and I sort of want to keep reminding myself that that is one of the major goals that we have or should have, is to monitor, manage, and keep that as a central goal, increasing our membership and listenership. And finally, that report ends with, as I sometimes do, what can we do about items and issues that come up in the context of analyzing the financials?
In context of what? I didn't understand that. In the context of what?
Of the larger issues for the future. That is to say, once you go through these numbers, generally you want to say, so what is it all about? What are the major issues that these numbers point to? And in the last paragraph of my reports, generally I will have some sort of summary that sort of says, these are what these numbers mean, seem to say to me. And the one I have here says, we need to increase our membership and listenership. I sort of been seen. I still think we need to expand our footprint in local communities and expand our local community ties, because those ties are the source of, I think, ultimately revenue as we increase our contacts and supports in the local community area. Yeah, even as we might have a see flat revenues from other sources. I'm arguing now we need to reconceptualize ourselves and expand the notion of who is a listener and who is a supporter. I think we have a number of supporters in the progressive community who will support Pacifica radio stations, even though they don't get to the stations. They support us as a progressive media outlet, and I think we've demonstrated that that is actually a source of revenue, and people are responding with their dollars. Again, the last one is we expand the platforms and the delivery choices we offer listeners. I think Dave and others have really stressed the need to expand the ways in which people, listeners, can receive our radio services. And that is a choice that people have more and more choices. We have to follow them to those platforms so to make ourselves available to them. Operationalize local voices, the national platform. I'm a strong believer in street-level radio, and my fantasy of Pacifica's radio is that in any daily event, a surge, attorney general event, that we can have in three or four or five cities, people stepping up to microphones in local communities and say what they think about that. That street-level radio on the national platform, I think that would really give Pacifica a service that is not available anywhere in the country. And I think that's possible for us to achieve. And expand our services to our affiliate stations, and we need to form closer partnerships with those folks. And of course, we need to pay attention to that. Our affiliate cadre is growing, 125 stations. And we need to have, a way of seeing how we and they articulate in terms of the next 5 years. So, folks are working on it, but I think at some point it has to be reduced to a budget, an operational component, and so where everyone can agree on where we want to go in these areas. So anyway, that's the CFO report.
Question?
Okay, are there comments, questions?
Yeah, I have something to say, but someone else said something before me. I'm Thomas, so I want to be in line, but someone spoke up before me.
Who was that?
Dave, are you having trouble hearing me?
Yes.
I hear you okay.
Now we did.
Okay.
No echo.
Dave?
Yeah, in the bottom line where you show the last year's bottom line at $1.67 million and this year's projected at $774,000, does that $1.6 include those bequests we got?
Yes, it does.
So how much, if you take out the one-time gifts, how does our bottom line performance this year compare to last?
Well, last year those gifts are there. This year we don't have any large gifts so far, although we have noticed that one or two might be coming.
Yeah, I'm just asking how much they were total.
Last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, last year, including the stations, all units, came to $1.3 million or so.
Okay, so of the 1.67 bottom line surplus that we got, 1.3 of that came from one-time gifts. So, and if we don't have one-time gifts this year, then that the variance that you have there says that we're 895,000 behind last year and 53% behind. But if you just take out those major gifts, in reality, we're up from 300,000 out of operating to 700. So that's, I think you should put that in there because I do think that says, hey, we're not actually doing worse than we did last year. We're doing better, but we just don't have those big gifts in terms of operating.
Major gifts were a real source of revenue for us last year. And this year, without some of them, without at least the amount we had last year, we're still doing okay. I think we will be okay this year. It seems to be a pattern for major gifts. They usually come in late spring and across the summer.
Right.
We have had a major gift. We have had major gifts this year already, totaling about $100,000.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that for the purposes of informing the board, when this report goes to the board,
yes,
I have to know that, and finance committee members know that. But if you could include a note, a sentence or two in a line down below, they're pointing out that although we're showing 800,000 behind last year in terms of operating revenue versus expense, we're actually projecting ahead 400,000. So that will help people understand what's happening in terms of operations versus major giving.
Okay, I see what you mean, Dave. Okay. Anything else? I just think that what is surprising to me is we've had flat revenue, and we continue on a flat revenue scenario, by the way. But we, last year, we had a flat scenario where we were not making goal in our drive. That is the worst of both worlds. This year, we're in a flat revenue, let's just say relatively flat revenue scenario, but we're making goal in terms of the drive. So that does change things considerably. We're not starting from behind as we normally do. So I am feeling more sanguine about our financial situation, and think that we will do okay this year. And I say that, I never say that until I'm absolutely positively sure, but I am feeling more hopeful than I was before these last drives in January started. So.
Okay, Thomas. I'm sorry, Ed, were there any other points you wanted to make on that?
I wanted to make a point.
Okay, tell me.
No question, but I just wanted to make a point, and
sure,
I'm sure Lonnie might want to respond if he wants to. I'm not as hopeful. I see that at least for the short term, we're somewhat secure. But at WPFW, we didn't reach our goal by the end of the players' drive, so we had to extend 2 days. I participated in the players' drive more than I had ever done before with the calls. And I saw that far more than I had expected, a great number of people were calling in 2, 3, 4, 5, and more times during the players' drive. In other words, what Lonnie had said at the prior meeting was strikingly true. We're depending on fewer people who are giving more money. And that worries me because I've noticed at WPFW that our programming is mediocre and the quality has not improved much. It has not improved, not to my satisfaction. And I think that because of poor programming and also because of bad management within Pacifica generally, our diffuse nature, and also some of the struggles that we have within management, we're not producing good radio, and for that reason, we're losing listeners. And I think perhaps certainly in the long term and maybe in the short term, we're facing problems with our fundraising that we ought to deal with. And also, to the degree that we lose listeners that aren't counted by Arbitron, if I understand our contribution from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, we ought to anticipate lower revenue from Corporation of Public Broadcasting. So that's what I've noticed.
Can I respond?
Dave and then Jane.
I'll yield to Jane because I've spoken already.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I just wanted to say that I don't think, I mean, I appreciate the fact that Thomas qualified that his comments were from his perspective, and I think that there are a lot of different views on that. From my own perspective, the remarks Lonnie was making about the potential for on-the-street broadcasting, different ways that we can get out, really the kind of programming that we can do that other people can't do, that kind of dialogue, yeah, it's time. We really need to start thinking about it. Lonnie's been saying for the last 4 years, we need to, or 3 years since I've been involved, that we need to be thinking about that. You know, how we can excel with what we have, and I think that we're not moving fast enough. I would agree with that, but I differ with the characterization as mediocre, but that is certainly an individual interpretation. Thank you.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I just want to say that, so if we want to change something about what's going on, and we're a finance committee, so we should focus on that piece of it, one of the things we need to be able to do is figure out how we create new activities and new space given the existing budget pressures. And I think that the request for proposal thing that Lonnie's bringing forward is in that direction, because structurally, I don't agree that it's a question of deficient management, although there's certainly management deficiencies around the network, and you know, everybody's strong and weak at something, and I don't want to point any fingers at anyone, although everybody's got their issues. But more to the point, the way the stations are organized, it's very hard to do anything new. All the resources are already spoken for. The governance and management structures tend towards stopping things from happening rather than facilitating them from happening. And there's a overall approach towards space, which is once you get some, you defend it against incursion. You know, that's probably an overstatement, and I'm sure we could find exceptions, but it's generally speaking, that's going on. So the RFP thing, for example, is a way of taking a portion of our funding and specifically allocating it to do new things and to do things other than what we already do. The digital distribution efforts would create space for new programmers and new programming without having to displace anybody who's currently there. In fact, we could to address one of those issues of resources, one of the things I would like to see us do at some point is make it part of everybody's annual evaluation. Did you teach somebody how to do what you do? Are we spreading, particularly the people who are paid, are we spreading the skill base so that there can be broader participation? And are we opening up new avenues for programming so that to get anything new, you're not fighting a war with whoever was already there? And so I think we should be, I hope we give a lot of attention to the RFP thing. And everybody knows my bias on the digital distribution concept generally, which is distinct from the question of how we implement it in this case and with this proposal. But I really think as a finance committee, we need to be aggressively pushing those initiatives that free up resources to do new things.
Okay, thank you. Did you have a response, Lonnie?
I'd like to finish by talking about our three-year horizon, and I won't go into any great detail with it. But the first thing is, when you look out over the next year or so, we have opportunities in that future, and we also have threats, of course. I'll start with the opportunities. The opportunities are that despite the flat revenue and declining listenership and commercial impact video, what are the opportunities? The opportunities are first technological, to expand our platform posture, that is, to be in more places where people are listening to radio, especially the younger generation. It's a youth strategy. I've mentioned the community strategy, which is moving out toward the community and having building loyalty and connections in the community such that when we need help, we can call on community partners who will help us look to their base for what we do, radio. We, in the next year, will be entering into an integration with Free Speech Radio News, a nationwide organization. There are opportunities that have a grant for $500,000 that is now outstanding, which involves training on a national basis. There is an opportunity there. We have Democracy Now's contract coming up for negotiation between now and September 30th. I view that as an opportunity where we can perhaps partner with Democracy Now! In ways we are not doing now and expand and be increase the synergy between what we do and what they do. I think that affiliate-driven content should be in our future. That is, we should have a place where we can strengthen our ties to the affiliates, provide an outlet for people who have ideas, who want to be on our air. We have the whole Internet ahead of us in terms of producing for that Internet outlet. So there's lots of opportunity. And I do agree with Dave that we and the Finance Committee ought to be thinking how we can free up resources to take advantage of those opportunities. My great example is, suppose someone gave us $1 million. Said, do whatever you want with it. Which of those opportunities would we use those resources for? We would have to be thinking about that. And I think that is we don't have $1 million, of course, but we do have some resources that we need to think about in terms of investing in the future and those opportunities that will present themselves. So anyway, that's my horizon. But it's all going to happen, whether we're ready for it or not.
Brian here?
Yes, Brian.
I like the new format, Lonnie. In the Excel spreadsheet, the income statement that gives more detail in the numbers, I just wanted to call your attention. There appears to be some cell shifting that's creating errors in the national office section. It's like you have your listener support numbers on your donations line and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what else.
Yes, I'll fix that up.
I know you're not busy.
I think that's an ongoing issue that Lonnie has had in terms of which line that actually goes on. So,
yeah,
you just need to fix it. Ongoing issue. Or it was an issue, I think. Do we have that resolved, Lonnie, in terms of where it should go?
Yeah, I'll get it fixed.
I mean, this just looks like a pasting issue. It's producing $1 million variance on both lines.
No, it's in terms of where it should really go. Is it donations or is it listener support?
Yeah, you switched. Okay, but that's true. It's my problem. I should take care.
Mm-hmm.
Is Dave again?
Okay, were you through, Brian? Did you have other things you wanted to speak to?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Hey, Dave.
Since Dave had twice, Dave and LeBron,
yes.
This is Thomas.
Yes.
Could I say something before, just kind of respond to what we just said?
Very briefly. I'll be sure.
Okay, good. Okay, please, Thomas.
Okay. I think that the ideas that Lonnie put forward and that Dave put forward on how we could use our resources to expand our ability to reach an audience, hopefully by that build a vehicle or vehicles for expanding our audience, that's good. I like the idea of town hall or street radio. That's innovative. It sounds cool. I've seen something like that on TV. And certainly this digital vehicle that Dave's been preaching about, that seems like something that's worthy of our attention. But I'm not talking about that. And innovation can be wonderful in expanding good radio and reaching out to more people and for enlarging the audience of good radio. So that would be good if Pacifica, in my view, had good radio. Now, I don't know all of Pacifica. I know WPFW. But if we don't also advise the rest of the national board and executive officer to look at how we review our programming and invest into improving our programming, then if we have, in fact, as I suspect, bad radio, well, at least if that's the case at WPFW and if that's repeated elsewhere, then what would be an innovation with digital downloading and with street radio becomes not an innovation but a gimmick in order for us to try to figure out how to beg up more money. And as a listener and a representative of listeners, I know that I tire of extensive begging campaigns from a station that I'm not as excited about as I was some time ago. So to me, that's a warning for us, because I worry that we are losing our listenership, and I think there's a lot of evidence of that. And when Lonnie talks about flat revenue, and then when he shows the Arbitron, wherein our collective Pacifica audience this year is lower than it was in 2000, I think we ought to pay attention. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, sure, Dave.
Okay, a couple things. In response to the question, it's not just about how you get better quality radio. I'm gonna not make a comment on the question what quality is there, but let's just say what quality might be there. And I think the opening up new space addresses that in three ways. One is that right now, for 168 hours on the air, we have 168 hours of production. And if a person has a weekly show that runs 52 weeks, they produce 52 shows. That means their average show is of average quality. If instead of 168 hours of production for 168 hours of FM airtime, there were, let us say, 1,000 hours of production going on in the signal area, then you might be able to start altering the way you program. So, for example, we have in L.A. some theme-based programming. Actually, they turned into serial program slots, so we have short runs of programs. But once you create space for new people to innovate, now you have more content coming, and program directors and programmers can select from a broader variety of offerings. And so that's one way to increase the value, the quality of the content. The other thing that starts happening is that this, as the answer to everybody who knocks on the door becomes yes instead of no, I think you increase the vibrancy within the station. There's a lot more going on. There's a lot more excitement, I think, generated. I've always maintained that the quality of the programming is actually related to the quality of conversations and in the hallway and relationships in the building. And I think we have structural problems that undercut those factors. So if, for example, you were using your
FM air... Are we on the digital part of the agenda yet? We're on that now?
Not yet. No, but I'm. You asked the question. I will come. I'll come to the... And if you want me to stop here, you can. But you asked the question, how does funding this sort of initiative improve programming?
And no, I didn't ask that. I didn't ask that.
Oh, that's what
no,
I
was saying that... No, I think the digital proposal that you make is a good proposal. I ain't tripping on that. I've got questions about it. That's not what I was saying. I was saying that I think we need to invest into better management of program improvement, because I think that that is the foundation on which we would build the street radio, the digital radio, digital radio, and so on. No, I wasn't challenging that.
Okay, then let me get to that point, which is two things. One is that you're talking about how do we invest to make programming better. And in the email exchange we had, and apropos Brian's comment last time, you know, Brian said that he did a cost-benefit analysis on certain of the shows in terms of the funds they raised and the funds invested. We could be asking some targeted questions about how the particular investments we make in programming now yield results in terms of quality. And we have some good experiments, because we do it very differently at each of the stations. And we've never done a real analysis of the way in which we invest. So, for example, at KPFK, we invest in people called producers who produce strips for community members across a week. So different hosts come in, they have different interests, but they have a producer assigned to that strip who's responsible for doing a lot of the legwork, making sure production happens, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. At Berkeley, the way they fund programs is very different. And at each station, it differs. And we've never asked the question that I know of. I mean, Lonnie may have looked at this. In fact, I suspect he's pored over it in different ways. But one thing we should do as a finance committee is look at that question of what kind of investments yield what kind of gains in programming. The other point I wanted to make and raise with Lonnie is, last year we had a surplus. This year we're going to have a surplus. Where are we in terms of our ability to start taking some of these monies? Where are we in terms of our reserve requirements that we can start thinking about how much money we might allocate towards different areas next year? I mean, I know we'll see that in the budget, but just your thought, Lonnie, on how much of the $774,000 surplus is projected this year is going to need to go into reserves as opposed to could go into some investment in the kinds of things Thomas is talking about and these other projects.
Well, it's hard to say, but my sort of two-part answer would be, when we do these budgets for 18-month budget, what the cash flow projections show will be part of the answer. If those cash flow projections show that we can free up some cash, we'll know how much, and that's depending on, factors like what the next drives look like, what the CPB numbers will look like, and we sort of have to go through part of that process. The second part of that answer would be that we're answering right now. I'm saying that irrespective almost of how things look at the end of this year and next year, we ought to carve out $50,000. And get onto that track of providing outlets to do the work we need and invest in creativity, whether it comes from. Once we do that RFP, we will see what kind of creativity, what kind of projects for the future is the folks who may be attracted to doing things that way. So it's the first step in seed money to get us moving. And we need to do both. We need to plan to do more investments in the future and identify a dollar amount that we can do. So we also need to do right now the $50,000 because it won't happen by magic in 3 or 4 months unless we start now. And I think I view the digital distribution project the same way. We must try a number of different kinds of things because we cannot predict the future. We don't want to have more than one iron in the fire. Right now, Pacifica has one or two irons in the fire. And while those irons have served us well, it's obvious that the loyalty of our listeners and the capacity to keep doing the same thing year after year is not going to work in the future. So we need to do the work of getting new things all afoot and started. So that's my short answer. Right now, I think the $50,000 is an essential investment to see who can work with us to be creative in approaching radio. And I think that by the third drive in May, we'll have a sense of how this year will end. And then also by May or June, we'll have a good sense of what revenues for the next year looks like. So I think that that number still holds, 50,000 and maybe 75,000 beginning October 1st. So those are the two numbers, just a guess, but I think they might hold as possible for us to seriously look at investing in programming and other areas that we need to work with.
After everyone else who wants to speak has spoken, I have another question.
Okay, is there someone else? Want to make a point? This is LaVorn. Yeah, just a couple of things, Lonnie. There's a lot more information, so this is good, and. As we were talking about in terms of where we need to move and on a number of opportunities as far as relationships with other partners, and the Finance Committee has talked about this in the past. In fact, we have it on our goals, and Lonnie, you have it here. So what we need to do is to move to, where do we have this discussion with the people with the operations in order to talk about these and look at the ideas of or means to get this done. So we talked, I think I'd spoken one time about having a meeting, like a July board meeting, with operations, the general managers, and the other unit managers to actually talk and also to talk about these very topics and to put it in the context of planning so that we can actually go into implementation and to, if not at that time, but in order to really explain these things to the people who will have, whose responsibility it is to make these things happen. So probably we'd like to do a motion again to have a meeting in the July board meeting to have a meeting, a finance meeting with general managers and other unit managers to talk about these very goals, objectives that, Liney, that you have outlined and the things that which the committee has also pulled together, which should be consistent with your goals and objectives.
Madam
Chair, do you think that,
didn't
sure
you already have that motion?
Yeah, we did.
I thought we did.
I thought what we had decided was that there would be, the agreement had been that there would be a conference call to do that because of the expense of bringing everybody physically. Isn't that where it was left?
No, that's you're speaking of the finance group, the whole finance group, as far as the business managers,
right.
And that's been done, and the treasurers. Now, this would be a meeting at the P&D meeting with the general managers and the other unit managers like affiliates and also archives to really to talk about these very topics that we're talking about now. And if you talk about them in terms of a context of planning, then the impact and the importance of these issues will flow more easily and will be more easily understood in terms of how this will impact and actually make their units more efficient, more productive, and actually produce more revenue in the future.
Chair, clarification?
Sure.
What did you mean that's been done when you referred to the meeting with the finance group? You said that's been done.
The motion is there, and I understand. Have you guys met?
What is the motion?
The motion was that the finance group, including the treasurers and the business managers, would meet and talk about planning and outline a budget timeline for the plan for budgeting for 2008.
I don't know anything about it.
I thought it was.
Oh, really? Is this Jane? Did you send a budget timetable? Where did you get that from? Did you get that from the meeting?
That's the same one that we adopted last year. That's from last year. The idea when we adopted that timetable last year was this would be something that we worked with last year, and we were going to see how it worked out, and hopefully this can be the same.
Right.
Making changes.
So, Liney, have you had a meeting yet with the treasurers and the business managers? Are you there?
No, we're just in the first part of getting our priorities.
Uh-huh.
And once we get clear of, because I think there's going to be more than just the general managers and.
No. We're back to just the finance group alone. I thought you initially had a phone meeting with your business managers.
Yeah, we've had a couple.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But just not the treasurers.
You didn't have the treasurers there.
We're doing basically chart of accounts, but we're moving on it.
Okay, so you've done chart of accounts with the business managers, but not with the treasurers yet.
Yeah, we got with the business managers and the finance people in Berkeley, and we have some ideas about how the chart of accounts can be tackled. So we've got recommendations, and we'll take it right out to the business managers when we're ready to go. Actually, we think we can solve some of the issues and problems around that.
Okay, so when you say you're ready to go, you mean that when are you going to get your treasurers also involved?
Isn't it supposed to be a meeting before this tomorrow night?
Tomorrow?
No.
Yeah.
This is before
the March meeting. March National Board meeting.
One
of these financial statements supposed to be a motion that was adopted at our January meeting. That the chief financial officer, the business managers, the local treasurers, and they're going to meet with the national finance staff. Is that what you're talking about,
yes.
Jane? And
that's what I'm talking about,
yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
I wasn't talking about it because I didn't know about it.
Yeah, that's supposed to take place before. That's supposed to take place before March 23. Yeah, before tomorrow night's meeting.
Now, can I speak to that? The intent was that it be before the quarterly in-person meeting and at January. So the Finance Committee approved that, but at the January meeting, we adopted a special rule of order allowing us to have the quarterly meeting in April instead. So my understanding was it was supposed to occur before the quarterly meeting, but we were left with the original language since that was approved before we adopted the special rule of order that moved to quarterly meeting.
Okay, so in other words, even though the motion says March, practically speaking, it's just as long as it's done before we get together in D.C.
That was my understanding.
Okay, that's correct.
Okay, okay.
Because the meeting was moved.
Okay.
So is that going to happen?
I'll get it done.
So what about an idea so that the treasurers who are on the call now will have an idea in terms of when you think you can
right
do that?
Now, let me look at the calendar. So that I can be sworn to with a blood oath to get it done. Let's see. The week of the ninth works fine for me. Although some treasurers may have problems. I've got the 10th, the 11th, or the 12th. We can do that conference call, and then I'll give us time to meet at the early part of the week of the 16th if we need to for a second meeting.
Okay, so you'll get with them on that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if the treasurer can just let me know that the 10th is good for me, the 11th is good for me, conference call, and then we can do, back-to-back meetings, anything that works for folks, if we're ready.
Okay, go ahead, Jane.
Just, Lonnie, I just want to let you know that I will be out of town and pretty much unavailable for any meetings from April 11th to April 19th, so I'll be getting back in town right on the Thursday night before before you guys start your meeting. So I hope to take part in at least one meeting.
Oh, the 10th. How about the 10th?
Yeah, I could do the 10th.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Lonnie?
Is evening better? I'm just trying to see why the treasurers are here. Is evening better for the
I think Brian had something, a point. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Brian? That wasn't me. It might have been
Dave, I thought.
Dave.
Okay, Dave.
The other issue, well, I'll wait until you...
Yeah, well, okay, Lonnie is...
address the issue of the meeting the other meeting that you're proposing, but
okay, right. Well, let's
get done with this.
Yeah, let's take care of this. Okay, so the 10th, so you're asking for early or late evening or I'm sorry, go ahead, Lonnie.
Or 5 o'clock on the 10th, we do the call? Is that agreeable?
That's 8 p.m. Eastern? That's fine.
Yeah.
For me, that's fine.
Yeah, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific.
This is Sandra here. I'm just trying to clarify this meeting. Okay, we're doing CFO report and then this discussion, and now you're setting a meeting to occur with the CFO, the treasurers, and the business managers from each signal area to discuss the motion regarding...
This has to do with chart of accounts, doesn't it, Lonnie?
Oh, it's a bit larger than that.
The budget
financial
timeline.
Reporting, right?
Yeah,
it's the budget timeline also.
Yeah,
budget timeline, financial reporting.
Operations. Carry on,
Stack. Go ahead.
But that's still the agenda, but those agendas, folks have other stuff. We'll try to accommodate them, but
It was going to be kind of an orientation.
Yeah.
So that's a very broad agenda.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do it sooner.
Madam Chair?
Just a second. Was that Dave?
Yeah.
Sure.
Nia Bediako, one of our most conscientious members, who's not actually a formal member, but I believe should be granted honorary membership, emailed me to point out that there's an audit committee meeting at which you and Lonnie are supposed to be present. And she said it was April 9th. But she said it's Tuesday, which would be the 10th. So if you're planning the 10th and audit is that day, I believe you have a conflict.
Okay, so you're saying you got a note saying that this joint meeting with finance and audit is supposed to take place on the 10th of April?
Well, she said the 9th, but then in the follow-up email she said Tuesday, and Tuesday is the 10th. The 9th is a Monday, so I'm waiting for an email from her to clarify that. But okay. Baruti, are you anywhere near your wife? Can you just ask her?
That's kind of personal.
No, I'm working.
All right. Well, if you could please email me, Nia, then I'll follow up as soon as we know. But anyhow, your availability then may be in question.
Okay, so let's just go back to how we're trying to set this meeting. Now, also I heard James said that it should be earlier. So, Lonnie,
I'm sorry. I didn't understand that the intent was for it to be an orientation for new treasures, and I didn't understand the intent of the meeting. I was just, when I realized that, then I was thinking, oh, we should have done that a month ago. But
okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
Whenever we can do it at this point is going to have to be good enough.
Okay. So, but right now we're planning for the 10th. So then we will have to. I'm sorry, Dave. Do you have more information? Yeah. Go ahead.